Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers. Good morning, everybody, and happy Halloween from here at the Restful Project. We are wanting to talk to you a little bit today about the history of Halloween and where it gets its roots in the church calendar. And while we choose to participate in some of the Halloween traditions, and we know that Halloween is a very divisive conversation among Christian communities, and we want you to know that we support whatever you choose to do with your family and Halloween and how you approach it with your faith. But we here at the Restful Project, we like to celebrate to some extent with our families. We obviously do not participate in the gory or the psychologically damaging or the scary, but we do have fun with our families on this day. So let's kind of back up a little bit and learn about the history of this day. So tomorrow in the church calendar is a day called All Saints Day. This is a day where we celebrate the saints that have gone before us and who have paved their way in the church and who have left a legacy and whose spiritual journeys that we still appreciate today and we still respect today. And so the day before became known as All Hallows Eve. So that word hallow actually means holy. You might hear like hallowed ground, or in the Lord's Prayer, it's Our Father, hallowed be thy name. So that word actually means holy. So in the liturgical calendar, the day runs from midnight to midnight. So All Saints Day starts at midnight on the 31st and ends at midnight on the 1st. So the night before became known as All Hallows Eve because it was a day of preparation to get ready for All Saints Day. And so Halloween, All Saints Day, and the day after All Saints Day called All Souls Day, where we recognize all who have gone before us, illustrate these 3 days together, illustrate the communion of the saints. And so All Hallows Eve started the two feast days of All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Now, we have shortened that name, All Hallows Eve, to Halloween, and we have obviously added traditions as our cultural years have gone on. We have added things like trick-or-treat and costumes and things like that, but originally, All Hallows Eve was a vigil, and you were supposed to use this night as fasting and prayer to prepare yourself for All Saints Day and All Souls Day. And so we have traditionally in the church calendar used this as preparation to prepare for the two upcoming feasts where we remember the saints and the souls who have come before us in the church. Also, they would make soul cakes, which is kind of like a pancake type situation, a little more brittle than a pancake, and they would go around on All Hallows Eve and ask for soul cakes to prepare for the Saints' Day. And that's kind of where we get our tradition of trick-or-treating from. We trick-or-treat for candy, but they kind of trick-or-treated for the soul cakes to prepare for All Saints' Day. And in Halloween, or I'm sorry, in England, this night is still called Nutcracker Night. And this is a night when people in England would traditionally gather around a fire with nuts and berries and sort of celebrate the harvest and begin their 2 days of feasting to celebrate All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. So, like any other holiday as well, there are pagan traditions mixed in with this. There is history from Ireland and the Druids and Sanaham, which is an old Irish holiday that was mixed in with Halloween. And so just like a lot of our other holidays, Christmas included, and Easter, our Christian calendar does incorporate some of the pagan traditions, either with it being the date we celebrate things or things like that. Now, that being said, I feel like it is perfectly okay to celebrate Halloween as long as we keep our perspective in mind. So for me, Halloween is a time to obviously share joy with my family. My five-year-old loves to trick or treat. We'd never let him dress up in anything that could be scary or gory or controversial. But he gets a lot of joy, and it allows us to get out in our community and meet our neighbors and be walking around our neighborhood and meet new people. And it also just allows us a time to celebrate things in our life around the season that are good. Your church may or may not recognize All Saints Day. I know mine does the Sunday after Halloween, but it is also a time that if we incorporate remembrance into this holiday, remembering those that have gone before us, it can help us put perspective on it. There is a wonderful book that I love called Sacred Holidays by Becky Kisser. And she approaches Halloween with a really interesting approach that I love. And she says, you know, we, even as Christians, we spend so much of our time behind closed doors. We don't want to open our door. We don't want to answer our door. We install crazy security systems and doorbells simply so we don't have to talk to people. And she said, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. As Christians, we're supposed to have a light. We're supposed to spread our light to others. We're supposed to make sure that we are out in our community showing our light. And she says, what better night to do that than Halloween? It's the only night of the year where people are going to come to your door and it's not awkward. And she said, even those brief interactions with people can spread the light of Jesus. And so, her book, Sacred Holidays, is a great resource for you if you are at all interested in hearing a different perspective about Halloween. And again, we are very respectful of what you choose to do with your family. We hope that no matter how you celebrate it, you enjoy this day. If you have any questions or any want to know any more about Halloween and its liturgical and historical roots, please reach out to us. And we hope you enjoy this day with your family. And we are getting so excited here at the Restful Project. We are about to kick off one of our favorite seasons of Advent. So be looking out the next few days for some information about that, and we will talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.